I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
It ain't no turkey, it's a chicken.
You think I'm some slap and wet pussy for you to fuck? Is that what you think? You think I'm some slap and wet pussy for you to fuck?
Wait, you can't burn it, baby.
Fuck you, Dave.
I am sick to death of trying to please you, you fucking kike.
Systems penis.
I say that every intro.
Do you really?
It's funny.
Would you rather do that instead of just get you saying that?
What? All systems penis?
Yeah.
No, I like saying it afterwards.
I like hearing you say it. Well, happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy late Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Same
yeah,
to you.
Thanksgiving weekend. So exciting.
It was indeed.
Black Friday shopping for Christmas.
Turkey.
Love it.
Not a turkey, it's a chicken.
It is.
All right. It was fun.
We're the Aristocrats.
Hi.
Yeah. Aristocrats, DEP at AOL.com if you want to comment.
Please.
Eric will read all your emails and write back promptly. We're on myspace.com/aristocratsDEP, and soon,
very soon,
aristocratsradio.com. Actually, right now you can go there. There's something there.
What's there?
Just a little picture.
Picture of the microphone?
Yeah. And the naked lady?
Didn't see that one.
Oh.
Your mom?
Yeah.
What's she doing on there?
Well, I'm Derek.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Pat.
You always gotta do something funny, don't you?
I'm Pat, what?
Yeah, I know. Well, you are Pat. And I like that.
I like it too.
What do you want? I'm Pat.
I always do something silly.
I'm Pat. That's what I do. It's my shtick.
I beat it with a shtick.
So everyone have a good extended weekend?
It wasn't long enough.
No?
It wasn't even long.
I have to go to work tonight at 9 o'clock at night.
I work
really?
Friday and Saturday.
Until 5 a.m.
I was off for 4 days. But...
Oh. Yeah, I was off Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I was off Thursday.
Ooh. Well, today is November 27th, 2005.
Sunday.
Sunday.
What's the time?
3:30. Oh, 3:21 p.m. And I couldn't be happier.
Why is that?
I'm just excited to be alive. That's all. Okay. You know?
Praise the Lord. Something happened.
No, I'm just happy to be here and alive. And
I just love
friends.
Jesus. That's all.
I just love Jesus, and I want to write poetry about him.
And about hurricanes.
And about
stuff.
Hurricanes. Oh, so if you missed that, it was Steve Cast, and he's going to be doing shows and reading poetry, and I think that we should just rewrite Hulkster in Heaven and send it in as a poem and see if he'll read it.
Okay, this is
I read it in the papers. I saw it on TV.
This one is Katrina in Heaven.
When Katrina comes to heaven and blows it down.
She's going to flood the gates and all the black people are going to die.
Even though they're dead already.
The angelic black people.
All the black spirits are going to drown again.
When Katrina comes to Nolens.
Nolens! Nolens!
I love that poem, it's really good. Because I think that my coat just fell.
Well, let's rewrite Hulkamaniac. I want to be a Jesus maniac, have fun with my family and friends.
Because that's all I do, is I just have fun on rides because it's really fun.
Matt kept text messaging me different like versions of that. Like, let's say.
God, I can only imagine.
Oh, I said I want to be a nymphomaniac, have sex with my family and friends. Mm-hmm. And then he said, I want to be a necrophiliac, have sex with dead family and friends.
Yeah. His was a nice twist on yours.
And I said, I want to be a Gardino maniac. Have fun without family or friends. But nobody's going to get that.
No one gets that. Did his family die?
No, but they hate, you know.
Oh, they hate him?
This is shit.
This would be funny if, like, his dad committed suicide.
That would be funny.
That would be funny.
Or get hit by a train.
Yeah.
And I had to be squeegeed off.
I didn't get that song yet.
Dad's in a wet dry vac.
Did you hear that song? No, I play chicken with the train, with the train.
No.
Oh, I got to get that.
We got to play it.
We're going to get lots of hate mail.
Who cares? From who?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, really.
I made sure nobody from North is on our buddy lists.
Yep.
Yeah.
Except people we know.
Yeah.
Who were friends with them.
Yeah.
Or who had siblings who were friends with them.
My sister.
We got a lot planned for the show.
No, we don't.
We got a lot planned. A lot of good guests coming up.
No one.
We got a lot of news to cover.
Really.
Very busy show.
No.
What else do we have? We got.
I'm scared.
We got guests coming in. We got news. We got a lot of planned for the show. So.
I feel like I'm in like a big control booth here.
I got
this huge table in front of me with all this equipment. And you two are just sitting on little couches over in the corner.
Yeah.
Just like.
I got some papers.
You got papers.
I got a pillow.
It's orange.
Well, that's Carly's pillow.
Yeah.
I want to be a fagomaniac, having sex with male family and friends. I don't know. I try to come up with that on the spot.
So no one has any good Thanksgiving stories?
Well, I just spent it with my parents.
Well, that must have been nice.
No, because it was nobody else was there. It's just the three of us.
So we're just having dinner.
We just sat in silence.
Just happened to be having turkey.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Thursday was turkey night.
Yeah.
Well, I had dinner with my parents and grandmother as well. There's really not much to say either.
Did your grandmother fart a lot?
No, she kept calling me Joe.
Really?
She always calls me Joe. And she asked me how my mom is doing. And she needs her address.
That's scary.
It is.
Well, she really had a freak.
And was she your had mom a stroke. Right there?
She lives with my mom.
Oh.
She can't.
Does she know who she's living with?
I don't think so half the time. She said to my mom one time, because she had a stroke, you know, half her brain is fried. And she asked my mom, do you have any sisters? I don't know.
That's got to be the creepiest thing, man.
Is she your mother's mother or your father's mother?
Mother's mother.
Okay, so she has her own daughter?
Yes.
She has any sisters?
She's losing it. That's what happens when you get old.
Yeah.
But that's about it. And
thank God I'll never make it to that age.
Played with a dog.
Why?
We don't live very long in my family.
The Seavers? Yeah. Your dad's like 60-something.
70.
See, it's kind of long.
He's kept alive by modern science.
What?
Which will get better with time.
Yeah.
You'll live to like 100. Something like that. That's what I hear.
It's going to be exciting. Mm. Got exciting times ahead of us.
Think we'll all be friends by then?
No, nah, probably not.
Nah.
Yeah, I don't see us being friends till.
Well, once we get famous.
Why is that?
Because we're going to be famous. That's what you were telling me.
We are?
Yeah. You said don't ever doubt it.
Keep believing it.
Keep the dream alive.
Do we make it?
Give it CPR.
But I'm not even going to be living in New Jersey by then, so.
Where are you moving?
Somewhere out west.
To find a nice house?
No, but I will.
Oh, you haven't looked yet?
I barely have a job, so I don't know.
Are you going to have a dog?
No. Oh.
Cat?
Yeah. Nah, I don't know.
You know, I was...
Are you going to have any love?
I was watching the news.
Hopefully a wife, but you know.
I was watching the news.
Okay, go ahead.
And there's a scientist trying to link schizophrenia with cat poop. Because all the cat people are crazy.
That makes sense.
So they think there's a parasite in cat poopy.
Really?
They can lead to schizophrenia.
Was it like a legitimate story? Or what this wacky scientist came up with?
It was on the news. He was doing research on it. And that's what he believes. And then he has found parasites that cause it in few specimens. But now it's just linking it that with the schizophrenia.
Italian astronauts?
What?
Specimens.
Oh my God.
Yeah, just get out.
Okay.
Door's right there.
All right. I'll see you later.
Hey, this is specimen.
Specimen. Hey.
Hey, he's a specimen.
And a bigamist. It's Italian fog. Bigamist.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
That's bigamy. It's very big of you.
I got a big cock.
I don't.
Did anyone go out for Black Friday?
No.
Which was Friday.
I think I did. I passed the jug handle to get into Best Buy and Old Navy and all them.
Oh, oh, that God.
And there was just a line just to get on the jug handle.
Yeah.
I don't remember where I was going.
Did you have anyone call you from Target, like Kermit or Supermodel or something? You didn't see the commercials?
No.
They open up at like 5 a.m. or some shit, and they give you wake-up calls. They'll really? Call up your house. It'll be like a recording of Kermit or...
Oh, so don't actually have... dig up Jim Henson and prop him up.
Put him in the corner.
He's banging his head up against the phone. Come on.
Go, Jim.
That's Jim Henson.
Okay, wake up.
His jaw falls off.
I went to the bank and also had to go navigate that jug handle, or you know. And then I went to the Verizon Wireless store to see if I could get a holster for my phone. And like it was so packed in there that when you went through the door, you immediately stopped because they were just like standing
room
only.
Open the door.
Yeah, you couldn't even open the door.
Jesus Christ.
They're like pressed up against the glass. So I was like, it would have taken like an hour just to pay for my holster and leave. So I was like, fuck it.
Yeah.
So that was, keep it in my pocket. That was my, the line of cars is backed up from like all the way to the Verizon Wireless store.
Yeah.
There's just a solid line of traffic, not moving,
oh, geez.
You know, all the way up to like Best, like past Best Buy.
And it begins.
I
love the sale.
Then 36 was empty. Went down to,
yeah, there's took, nothing on 36.
I took 36 back. It was,
yeah,
everything's on 35.
A little local reference there.
Mm. Yeah.
But you hear about people beating the shit out of each other in Walmart and stuff?
You hear that every year, but I haven't heard it yet.
They trampled pregnant women and stuff.
Oh, I did hear that. And some 14-year-old was trying to help the pregnant lady.
Yeah.
What was that you telling me? And then they trampled
might
her.
Might have been him. I don't know, somebody did.
Was it me?
All right.
Well, yeah, they trampled them. Pregnant lady. Pull!
Baby, trample that now.
Stop with the pregnant lady. Come on, come on, come on.
Then a chicken walked in and got trampled on.
Oh, this boy.
Yeah.
Cut his throat.
I think we got a story there about people getting an Xbox and assaulting each other.
Do we?
The new Xbox came out. Which is
did
very
that already?
Exciting. Yeah,
isn't it like? Isn't it already flawed? Then they having problems with it already.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know. It's like $400.
Jesus
for
Christ!
The one with, like, the good hard drive. You can get a light version for like less, like $200, but it doesn't have a hard drive, and you can't do like half the shit you can normally do. So it's like a waste of space.
Is it really?
And the old one, they don't have. You can't play like old games on it. You know how like PS2, you can play PS1.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So with
you
new
can't
X,
do that on 360?
You can, but only with the expensive one.
Ah, oh, that sucks. Hopefully PlayStation 3 will keep that. You know, you can play the other games.
Yeah.
That sucks. When is PlayStation 3 even coming out?
I don't know. Does it even exist?
PlayStation.
PlayStation. Sure, it exists. They had
PlayStation 2's been out for a long time now.
It has, yeah.
5 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember when they, in Pizza Hut, when they were coming out, we had that plan to buy a bunch of them and sell them on eBay.
Oh, they were going like crazy.
Yeah. We're going to sell them on eBay.
Yeah.
But we didn't.
No, yeah. We didn't.
They were a lot, they always started out a lot of money then.
Yeah, now you can go on for like $100 probably.
Yeah, 6 months later they come down.
Well, that's with anything.
That reminded me of the people beating the shit out of each other in the stores. A few months ago, some store was giving away laptop computers, $50 each.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they were like old ones from like a school or a library.
Yeah, I don't
remember. They?
Yeah, they weren't even that good. But yeah. People just lined up and they showed you like trampling like old people and stuff. And yeah. They showed it on the news. This is like a riot.
Yeah.
I want me a laptop.
Yeah. This one lady is waiting in line, and she had to take a piss. And rather than lose her spot in line, she just peed her pants.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just so she can get her computer.
I think the things were worth like $50. They were like a year old. I think that it was like a school or a library or something. We're getting rid of them because they got all new ones. So like, oh, let's sell them to whoever wants them.
Yeah.
And then
there's a huge line of black people.
I saw it on the news. There was like this like black woman like crying.
Yeah, you see people running around like crazy.
Yeah.
I just want my laptop now.
People getting trampled and stuff, beaten up.
Everyone's got that get it first attitude.
Yeah. Did you get that story?
Yeah, it's right here.
Anything good?
November 23rd. November 23rd. The quest for Microsoft Xbox created long lines and blah blah blah. Nah, it's not good.
Eric, you want to grab the story?
It's nothing good anyway. I'm not very good at reading.
No.
I read at a third grade level.
Please, second.
Yeah,
the crowds grew angry and violent at some of those places where the I gotta have it first attitude prevailed.
Monroe
County Sheriff's deputies responded to the Target store in Henrietta after scuffles broke out, but no arrests were made. Deputies did arrest a Brighton man on charges that he assaulted a couple who got a voucher from the Best Buy store in Henrietta to buy the Xbox 360.
It begins.
Best Buy handed out vouchers so people didn't have to wait in line to be there when the store opened.
Then they had to wait in line anyway.
So then they're jumping people for the vouchers.
A couple got the last voucher and... Yeah, the guy thought that they cut him from line. So he punched the man in the head, shoved the woman, then took off.
Pushed the woman, punched the guy in the head.
Yeah. Was she pregnant?
I hope so.
The baby fallout?
Yeah.
There's a baby. Let's get him.
Every year it gets worse and worse.
Yeah.
Every year. It seems like...
Try to outdo each other.
It seems like this is the worst year yet, probably because of all the gas prices. That's what they're trying to link it to. High oil prices, high gas prices. Because everyone wants to try to save as much money as they can because they think in this head, they think in their crazy mind, oh, you know, gas is so high, which it's coming down.
Yeah, it was under $2 the other day.
Yeah, I mean, people just, they start freaking out. They got to look for the best deals. So the retailers are trying to...
Take advantage of
people being stupid, which happens every year, but...
I hate the public.
Yes.
I really do.
They're so stupid.
The mob.
Just the general public.
The general public. I can't stand them. That's why I have such a hard time like finding jobs.
Yeah.
Because so many jobs you have to deal with the public and I won't do it. You know what I mean?
It's a pain in the ass.
It's one thing about my job. I don't have to deal with anyone.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Coworkers, which even that's difficult sometimes.
Just people suck.
Hey, there he is.
Are you having fun yet?
Are we having fun yet?
We're working hard or hardly working?
Blah, 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 blah.
I love hearing that.
You want a sandwich?
I gotta go use a toilet.
Go take a break.
All right, don't work too hard.
There's one guy, he sees me every day. He knows my grandfather. And so he'll come up to me and say, hey, how's Harry doing? Well, he's doing good. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. And he just goes, you gotta get out of here.
What?
This place, tell you, you gotta get out of here. It's not like it was when your father and I worked here. You know, it's you gotta get out of here. I'm just like,
it's like it's a fucking Auschwitz.
Yeah, and I'm cause
quick. I'll get you out the window. Come on.
A lot of the old timers that work there. Yeah,
I'm getting out the window.
Not getting out that window.
It's not happening.
All the old timers, like back in the day, they used to like go on lunch and get drunk and stuff, and it was fun to work there. Yeah, but now you can't do that. So they all think it's like this prison camp. But it's not.
They're supposed to get drunk at work.
Yeah, they actually
have to work. So now they're supposed to work, and yeah, they're all pissed off.
Yeah, they're all pissed off. So he's telling me to, like, oh, go back to college, get a good job, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, there's kids I know graduating from college that can't get jobs.
I know.
And I'm getting paid double what they're getting.
A kid's still in college.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a doctor. Ooh.
College is a waste of time.
Yeah, it is.
It's overrated.
It really is. Books, you know, just the cost of books is ridiculous. Can't find books on there.
Now, don't take my word for it. Don't use me as an example, because I'm a loser. But
well, take me as an example.
You know, yeah, take someone who actually works hard as an example.
I went to college for 2 years.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Books are very expensive.
Yes, they are.
You were right.
There's no need for them.
There's no need for books.
I mean, you got the teacher right there. Everything pretty much he's saying is in the book.
Just write it down.
Yeah. Save the money. Man. Get yourself, you know, a nice jacket or something.
Nice pair of slippers, some Reeboks.
Maybe a CD and, you know, enjoy school a little more.
Go have fun. Enjoy yourself. Get yourself a nice dinner. Wow, yeah. That was good.
My mom is going to Brookdale.
For what?
Taking night classes. And
for what?
Belly dancing?
For medical coding.
I hear there's a lot of money in that.
And she, like, several times got lost on campus in the dark. God.
Yeah.
And, like, called me up, like, I don't know where I am.
You can get raped on campus. Better tell her that.
I said, watch out for those blue, in Brookdale, they have, like, blue emergency phones, like a light on them, you know? So I was like, watch out for those. Call the cops if something happens.
Do you have
happens.
Your rape whistle?
Yeah, but the little ball's not in it.
You got a little ball in the whistle?
Yeah, it makes it go blah, 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 blah.
So that's just... I can't whistle very good with dry lips. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, well, let's take a break.
All right, we'll take a break. Yeah. And then
I gotta take a pee.
We'll be back.
Maybe.
And we're back.
And we're back from cake break.
We're back. We had some cake. We had some pie.
We had some
and
sex.
And we had some sex. And we listened to Barry White.
And I took pictures of it all.
And they will be up on the website.
And I went to the bathroom.
We were just talking during the break about crazy grandmas. Pat told us a little bit about hers and... They're getting a little crazy and, you know, crazy.
You know, crazy old ladies.
Crazy old ladies are so funny.
Yeah.
Especially when they try to cook.
Yeah.
They just might put random things in the oven.
Oh, like instead of making a pumpkin pie, they'll just put a whole pumpkin in there. It just blows up.
Yeah.
Or like if the ingredients call for nutmeg, they just throw the whole can in there. The whole container.
Just put a whole squash in there. Just throw potatoes in the oven.
They just instead of making a turkey,
like mashed potatoes, they'll put turkey. Potatoes and like a tub of margarine in there with it, with the plastic and everything.
Plastic's melting on the oven.
They boil whole potatoes and margarine and milk. A quart of milk all in the same pot.
In the carton.
In the carton, yeah.
Yeah.
They make spaghetti, they boil the water, then they take the box of spaghetti and throw the whole box in there. Soggy cardboard.
Jar of sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My shits her pants.
Does she?
Yeah.
Wow. Cool.
Your grandmother.
Yes.
Not really.
Who changes her?
She changes herself.
Oh. Oh, I gone and done it again. I'll be right back.
Oh, I pooped again.
Can you elaborate, or she just randomly shits herself?
We first found out last year my mother and her went on a cruise with my aunt and uncle.
Is this your mother's mother?
Yes. Right. And so they're on the cruise ship, and my mom's in the bathroom, and there's a knock on the bathroom door. And she's like, I had a terrible accident. And so she, there's just like shit all over the hotel,
the whole room,
the cabin.
It's a horrible accident.
went down her leg, and it was like shitty footprints and stuff.
Was it bare feet?
Yeah.
You see a little feet with poopy.
Yeah.
It's like she slaughtered the poo monsters everywhere. Me and the poo monster had a horrible fight. It started on the bed. I threw him up against the wall. And I stomped on him.
He's just bleeding diarrhea. Little bits of corn shooting out of his arteries.
And I stabbed him on the chair. That's where he exploded.
And then he grabbed my leg. And that's where it came from.
He wouldn't let go. So can I clean up?
I'll be in the shower.
Oh, she said he might come back.
She never did bathe after that either.
She never bathed?
Not after that, no.
Ever again?
Well, because my mother goes, all right, here, you know, take all your clothes off. You know, go. They have like the walk-in shower, you know. So I get in the shower, clean yourself up and everything. She never did. Just try walked around with shitty
man underwear.
Yeah.
With shitty socks.
She said he might come back.
Hey, see, she's covering her ass with dip poop.
With the poo monster.
Oh, my God, that was funny.
The beast of poo. You didn't hear him? Yeah, it was. We were going on for a while. And he had a cold, so he was all runny. And he just had corn, so. But, Ma, you just had corn for dinner. I know, it's weird.
Oh, my God.
That's happened to me, though. I've been attacked by the poo monster.
Yeah, we talked about that last week, I think.
That's right.
Yeah.
Loyal listeners to the show would know.
Oh, yeah. Loyal listeners.
All two.
Yeah. Me and you.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
It's a funny story.
It is. I like it. Little duty comes out, says hello.
And you wipe it. Yeah. You throw it into the bay.
Yeah.
Or you just go in your bathing suit and just have your aunt shake it out.
Yeah. My grandmother did it.
That was your aunt.
No, my grandmother.
Yeah, grandmother.
The one that lives here?
Yes.
I'll get her to do it again.
Let's reenact this.
We'll go in the tub. You go in your bathing suit. And she'll wiggle out the duty. And we'll put on the show.
While she's sitting on her bench.
Yeah. And crapping on it. I like that idea.
Oh, God.
It'll be fun, and I'll take pictures.
Yeah. She's, and I'll be in the corner.
She's losing control of her farts, her gas. She's going upstairs. She's just hearing, oh, jeez. It's pretty funny.
Oh, and farts are always funny. It doesn't matter who does it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if they come from, like, a severe surgery. You know, you got air in your intestines. And it's, that's why you're farting. It's still funny.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter if you're in a coma. You never know you're doing it and you fart. Do you poop when you're in a coma?
I guess.
You'd have to somehow.
Gotta get rid of your food somehow.
How do they feed you? It's just like nutrients and minerals?
Minerals?
Just in your blood vein?
Yeah, they
put some limestone in there.
Well, depends on how long you're out. I mean,
but is actually
first they'll just do like IVs.
Yeah.
And then if you're like a vegetable, like
like
Terry Schiavo there.
Schiavo.
Then they just put a feeding tube in there, yeah.
But where?
In your stomach.
Oh. I guess you do boopy.
And then
poopy.
The whole thing was whether or not they should disconnect it. And there's the controversy.
Why not?
Which was ridiculous.
It really was.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
The whole nation mobilized around this one woman.
I really know.
We had other things to worry about. We're at war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all they care about is this woman's feeding tube.
It was the front page of every paper.
Yeah.
How long?
And like in other countries.
Yeah.
Because I listen to talk radio in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And this guy, John Gambling, he went to England when that was going on. And he said that's all they talked about. Hmm. Like, nothing else to do in Great Britain.
Yeah.
But talk about what's going on, some lady in Florida in a coma.
Everyone cares about us.
Yeah.
Everyone. Doesn't
matter.
Well,
they got a bit of news a little while later. When one of their buses blew up.
Yep.
Yes, and yeah, somebody we know was on that bus.
Really?
Well, yeah, we have the picture. Right?
Oh, Ricky.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was drinking.
Yeah, where did he get that drink from?
He was having a drink.
It never gets changed.
He was having a pint. Yeah, once that blew up, they totally forgot about Terry Schiavo. Yeah.
Yep.
We all did, but she's just an afterthought now.
Mm-hmm.
So, just goes to show you.
Yeah. America has a real short attention span.
Really do.
Extremely short.
What are we talking about?
Terry
Pooping.
Hatcher?
Nah, she's hot.
The poo monster.
The poo monster.
Poo monster / Terry Hatcher.
You imagine you could, like, punch Terry Hatcher in the stomach? And all this shit just, like, sprays out of her.
That'd be hot.
Yeah, it does when she talks.
Ooh!
Zing of the day.
Where did the goat come from?
Who knows?
Or a sheep or something.
He's zinging it. Oh, when I went home last night, my mom was still up watching TV, and she had on the Italian station.
Wait, she was up at...
There's an Italian station?
She was up at 4 in the morning?
Yes.
Was she topless?
No, she wasn't, actually. She was fully clothed.
Damn it.
I think it's like channel 17 or one of them.
TBS?
No, it's not, I'm sorry. It might be like 18. One of the, it's in that range. They show sometimes like Italian stuff at certain times of the day. Or they even show the Bollywood movies, I think, sometimes. So they had Hercules, The Legendary Journeys, dubbed in Italian.
She was watching it?
Yeah.
Does she even know Italian?
Not really. A little bit. But it's just funny to see. That used to be my favorite show. I used to watch that religiously. Yeah.
And Xena?
I used to watch Xena, too, until it got weird.
She was a dyke.
Yes. It turned totally lesbian, and I stopped watching it. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
that's what everyone started, oddly enough.
It was just funny to see them
in Italian.
Speaking Italian.
Right. They always got sidekicks.
That's a really good story.
That died.
Yeah.
You had to see it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Just cut this whole story out.
Don't ever tell that story ever again.
Or I'll smack you.
Well, Kevin's Hercules and Aeolus were like half naked wrestling.
Oh, I love that part.
So it was like a really homoerotic gay scene.
That's that I don't every remember, Hercules.
That I don't remember ever seeing.
Maybe it's only in the Italian version.
Yeah. Then they hear their voices dubbed in Italian, so it was just really gay and funny.
Give me some of that arigato.
Hey, Hercules.
Hey.
It's-a me, Aeolus.
It's me, Mario.
The Legendary Journey.
It's me, Salmonius.
All right, it's going to stop.
What's that banging? Is that you?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
I like that air. Okay.
Use the false, Luke.
Use the force and raise your levels.
You must bathe with me at all, right?
I got a lot of work to do on this one.
If you want to learn the ways of force, yeah.
This is going to be like a half hour show.
Just hit half an hour.
It's going to be a 20 minute show.
It's a Burger King.
Yes.
Ooh. Zing of the day.
The ultimate zing.
The ultimate zing. That wasn't even a zing.
The ultimate king.
The ultimate cock.
So we got Burger King today.
Right before,
The show.
Yeah. Oh, that was so disappointing.
Why? I didn't go, so I didn't know. I'll let you guys tell the story.
Well, Derek gives me his order, which I screwed up. I forgot his vanilla milkshake.
Double cheeseburger meal with a vanilla shake.
Vanilla shake.
And onion rings. Because their fries suck.
Yeah. So we go to Burger King, and I go up to the counter and I order my meal, number 6. I order his meal, but I forgot the vanilla shake, but anyway. And then Pat orders his, what he wanted. And there's this little nigger at the counter. Well, he wasn't a nigger. And so he's like having a lot of trouble typing up this order.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Yo, where my cheeseburger at?
So he's typing everything, and on the register, you can see, like, as he's keying the stuff in, you can see, like, the prices, you know?
Yeah, you can see the list and the price.
See the list. And I ordered, like, 5-piece chicken tender, which is 99 cents. And he goes, chicken tenders, $50.99.
I don't know how we managed to do that.
And so...
Isn't there only, like... Like three fucking buttons to push for chicken tenders.
Yeah.
How did $50.99 come up with? What the fuck was he pressing?
So then this lady comes over and starts helping him out and everything. And she reads the order back. And my entire order was not amongst it.
Which was the first thing you said.
Yeah. So I had to repeat it again. We got back home and they didn't give me my.
But they gave you your fries.
Yeah. So I got sandwich. I got fries.
Yeah. They gave you the fries.
You ordered chicken tenders though, right?
He probably put it in as the meal. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And what color were the chicken nuggets? Chicken tenders?
They were like gray.
They were gray.
Really gross.
They were gray.
Looks like they
about
had
a week
cancer.
Old.
Yeah. And I didn't get my That was Dish's fault.
That was my fault.
Eric's fault.
My sandwich was a little limp.
Yeah. Was it bad?
It wasn't bad, but it was
I mean, mine just
kind of... The sandwich you gave me was bad.
Was it?
Yeah.
It just kind of... It was like it was sitting there for a while.
Yeah.
Get screwed by the king.
New gray chicken tenders. From the king.
New. An empty paper bag.
New. Coke-flavored vanilla shakes.
New. Air sandwich. Air.
New. Cancer chicken tenders.
Chicken tumors. From the king. New. Chicken rectums.
New chicken AIDS.
We had a lot of fun with AIDS last night.
Yes, we did.
Oh, yeah.
You saw AIDS?
We saw Rent, the movie. I liked it.
Everyone has AIDS.
AIDS. Is that what that movie's, the play was about, AIDS?
Well, it's not
essentially.
Well, it's about a group of people who live in New York.
They have AIDS?
Who are struggling with different things, and four of them have AIDS.
How many? Of how many?
Seven.
Oh, God.
One's like a transvestite, too, right?
One's a transvestite.
Yeah.
Like sort of a cross-dresser. Not really not like a full trans.
Cross-dresser,
like.
Then.
Yeah, it's a fella.
And is that the one that dies, and then they sing really loudly, and she gets resurrected or something, right?
No. Didn't get resurrected.
I think that was a dream you had.
No, it's just laying there, like, it's laying there on the bed, and they're all they like singing it around it, and it. Got up
remember.
Or something?
That was in the play. We saw the play together.
In the play. Actually, I never saw the
myself. Just me and Eric, you know, just a couple of fellas watching a play. That AIDS. It was romantic.
Rubbing each other and shit.
Yeah, just rubbing each other's legs.
Hobbing my knob.
Hobbing his knob.
So go on, AIDS.
Yeah, so yeah, basically it's just.
It's about squatters living in an apartment and they're getting thrown out.
Yeah.
And they just film things and do absolutely nothing except get AIDS. And die.
Yeah, good.
And glorify it somehow.
So I should get AIDS then.
Yeah.
And it was hard to watch after seeing the Team America thing.
Yes.
Because it was just like, wow, everyone does have AIDS.
Yeah.
That was the review. The review that I read about the movie said it's impossible to take seriously after Team America because of that bit.
Everyone has AIDS.
Grandma and my dog all blue.
AIDS.
Old Pope has got it and so do you.
So was this just... the Aristocrats movie review?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, cool.
We should get a little theme song for that.
We should.
Movie review.
Let's see what else I saw. Harry Potter.
Hey, Mr. Potter.
No, not Cotter. Potter.
I get my stuff mixed up.
Yes, you do.
How was that?
You really got to be like into the whole...
Was Magneto in it?
Magneto? Yeah, he just came out of nowhere. Flew in.
Was he farting? Yeah. Was he on a rotary plane?
I was picturing like the gates like bending.
Okay.
You know?
I was picturing him coming in on a plane.
Oh.
Saying, doesn't he fly?
An ultralight.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Up your nose is a rubber hose.
Welcome back, Potter. Yeah. So it was all right. I mean, the movies are getting better, I think. But
how old are they now in the 30s?
Hermione's getting hot, so.
She is.
Yeah.
Her Heine.
So now you got some TNA.
Hermione's Heine getting hot.
Hermione's Heine is getting delicious.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind her sitting on my face.
I think she's still like 16, though, so watch it.
That's fine.
How old are they in real life? Carly, do you know?
She's less than 16, I think.
They gotta be like 24 now.
Less than 16.
I think so.
Movie review.
Pictures of
Harry Potter was okay.
Cool.
I've yet to see Walk the Line.
Because Hermione is getting hot.
She is getting hot.
Yeah.
That is very true.
Why would you want to see Walk the Line?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I'm a big Johnny Cash fan.
Yeah, but you're
I thought you didn't want to see it because
Joaquin
Phoenix.
Yeah, I thought
Phoenix.
We had this big discussion last week.
I said I'm
going to
see it. I just don't agree with the casting.
No, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I'm
going to
see
you
it.
You don't agree with the movie, but you're going to go see it.
Yeah.
No. You're a hypocrite.
I'm not a hypocrite.
I don't like the movie because...
I didn't say I didn't like it. Carly? Did I say I didn't
Puerto
like
Rican
the movie?
With a hair lift.
With a hair lift. That's exact words.
I don't like Joaquin Phoenix. I don't think he should play Johnny Cash.
You're not going to enjoy the movie.
But I'm still going to go see it. I may not enjoy it. It may be terrible.
Go see the matinee then.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to see it nice and early by myself. Just sit in the theater and watch it.
Yeah.
This sucks. If it's horrible.
He really does have a hair lip.
Yeah. Have you ever walked out of a movie?
No.
I've come close.
I walked out of a movie.
Did you? What movie?
The Phantom. Billy Zane.
The Phantom knows.
The Phantom knows.
Oh.
That was so bad I had to walk out.
I almost walked out of Van Helsing.
That was a poopy movie.
Yes.
You must have been so pissed when
it wasn't my choice.
When you paid all the money and
see, that's the thing, it's so expensive. I can't.
Man, you can't enjoy movies. We saw Duplex in the movies, and that's not a funny movie.
Who was in that?
Ben Stiller and Drew Barrymore. It's not a funny movie enough to pay $8 for, but like if it's on, you know, Encore or whatever, you know, it's kind of funny, but not when you're paying $8.
I never even heard of that movie until I saw it on video. I'm just like, Duplex. I don't even remember it being in theaters.
I don't even know what the hell it is. I never heard of it until just now.
The crazy Irish lady. Yep. But it's hard to enjoy movies now that are
so expensive.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I concur.
Yes.
I concur. Yes. Fantastic. I can't afford to go to the movies anymore.
The Phantom knows.
The Phantom was a bad movie. Van Helsing emptied out my bank account. I walked out on the Phantom.
Good.
What were you going to say?
I don't know. Oh, there's a guy I work with who walks out of movies all the time and then gets his money back.
That's funny.
Yeah.
He walks out like at the credits?
No, he walks out like in the middle of it, like Open Water he went to see. He just like ran out and like yelled at the manager and
demanded
his money
back. Which one was
that?
Was that the one where there like divers left?
I hate people like that because you're not guaranteed to like the movie.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. But apparently he does this all the time.
I went to the video store one time. This couple came in, like a line ahead of me.
Were they old?
Like, yeah, middle-aged, I guess. Yeah. Like, yeah, we watched this movie. It was terrible. Can we have our money back? Or can we get another free movie? And the guy's like, all right.
Yeah, they really don't care.
You know, they're not going to argue with them, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not store policy. They have to like what you get.
Yeah.
Don't see the movie.
Yeah, I mean, you gave it a try.
Yeah.
That's the point of renting.
I mean,
movie.
Me and Eric saw The Godson.
Yes.
We didn't want our money back.
No, we just...
She actually offered
it. She offered, yeah.
Yeah, because we brought it back a half hour after we rented it.
Yes.
There was no possible way we could have gone through it.
The Godson?
With Kevin McDonald.
DeLuise.
Kevin McDonald's funny. Oh, I know.
It's like a Godfather ripoff. Not ripoff, but like spoof.
It wasn't even funny?
It was terrible. There was one funny part.
Which one?
Guy getting blown up.
In the very beginning.
Yeah, there's like a big explosion. You just see a body like out of nowhere go.
It's like, you know, in a Casino, the first scene there when De Niro gets in the car. Starts the car and it blows up.
Yeah.
Well, it was that scene, but except, you know, like you see this body get blown out of the car, like bounce on the ground.
Yeah.
You know, that was kind of funny.
That was funny. And then they walk in a restaurant and
there's two people like making out
in
the restaurant and Don DeLuise goes, "That's Amore." And then somebody off camera goes, "Hey, Amore." And you see the guy like turn around and wave.
Dom DeLuise wasn't funny in it?
No.
Really. Kevin McDonald wasn't funny?
Nobody was funny.
He was irritating is what he was.
Oh, no.
That it was really bad.
I kind of remember that.
Really, really bad.
It was just an excuse to have Dom DeLuise do the Godfather voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Men in Tights.
Yeah.
That was
Wasn't Rodney Dangerfield in it, too?
I think so, yeah. I don't even think we got to any parts with him. I don't remember seeing him.
I don't remember him being in it, but no. I think he was.
He probably came in the middle, and we just didn't even see it.
Wow, that's bad.
It was really bad.
Say it. I'm gonna say. I just come back from the dentist. He can't do it.
So I went to see my doctor, Dr. Vinny Bumbats.
I love the diesel. Look at La La La. He can't do it. Wowee.
Because his enemy cut out his tongue.
Wowee. Why?
Because he went,
It's funny. Mel Brooks is still funny.
Oh, yeah. And they're redoing The Producers, the movie.
Yeah, I saw that.
With Matthew Broderick and Gathan Lane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is brother still, is still principal of South, do you know?
I don't know.
Nathan Lane's brother.
Don't know. I guess Nathan Lane is out of the closet now.
Principal Lane. I thought he always was.
No, he was never officially. But they had the big thing in the paper about all these gay actors, and he was
a big surprise.
Yeah, it would be surprising. Either.
Him and Harvey Firestein making out.
Oh, yeah, Nathan. Oh, yeah, Nathan.
He was in Duplex.
Nathan, let me taste your bacon.
Nathan.
Give me that bacon, Nathan. Are you David, sure?
David. Why did I just send my mother to Atlanta?
Mom would be proud.
Any closer and you'd be mom.
Matchmaker, make me a match.
I feel like Gloria Swanson. You look like a mother.
You fuck like a mother. You smell like your mother.
Yes. Oh. Carly, can you turn the light on?
And I said that in school one time.
And you said it to me many times.
Matchmaker, make me a penis.
That's better.
So no word from Matt, Webmaster Matt.
Never.
I just messaged him and told him about the podcast and
Nothing. I guess he doesn't want to come on the show.
He doesn't like us.
That's right, I got my own web page now. I don't need him. He's a big jerk.
He's just a big jerk. Anyways, what else we got?
Well, apparently everyone is ripping us off, with the Jones soda.
Why?
Yes.
Everyone is doing that, like the taste testing.
Who?
K-Rock. Good Morning America.
Are you serious?
Yeah. There's people on the website that did it. They actually did it before us. I mean, they're not actually listening to our show and going, that's a good idea.
Yeah, but everyone's doing it the same
Everyone had the same idea, yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's like a bunch of people that are doing these taste tests with the Jones Soda Holiday Pack. And we did it first.
Not technically. Or
second.
But
second.
Yeah. We did it second.
Yeah.
Did you see that website I showed you?
Yeah.
His descriptions were dead on.
Yeah.
Of the taste.
What happened?
And smell.
I think Pat's was the best when he said it tastes like hobo feet.
Black hobo feet.
It's true.
Black hobo feet, like it matters.
It does. The toenails.
Oh.
See, that's how bad it was.
Inside of the toenails.
Oh,
you rip them
right
off,
underneath.
You rip them off and just scrape.
Uh-huh.
And you drink it.
Uh-huh.
That was
pretty much the same color.
Yeah.
And you mix that with Dirty Creek water. Who were the first people to do it?
As far as I know, is website xentertainment.com.
Mm-hmm.
They do a lot of like nostalgic, like 80s stuff, and they had a group of people. They actually did like a whole taste test and took pictures and had people write descriptions of them.
Oh, see, we didn't go that far.
No, we just tasted them and
made
and threw up
and made funny comments about it.
Yeah.
The funniest part is him trying the Brussels sprouts.
No!
Drink the water. Drink the water.
Go to the sink. Don't puke in my apartment.
Me and Carly were talking about this. If there was some sort of bucket near me, I would have lost it. It took every muscle in my body to keep it down.
Thank God.
Yeah.
If I would have puked.
Yeah.
If you did.
Like if I would have tried that over the sink, I would have just barfed it all out.
Wow.
But because I was sitting on the couch and I had headphones on and I was behind a computer, I just kind of
swallow it.
Oh, I did. That was disgusting.
It was so vile.
And we were the second people to do that.
Yes.
Yes, we were.
Carly's getting mad at me. Well, it's I'm just... Right. Cut that out. I feel like I'm loud now.
I'm fine.
That's all right.
Okay. Let's take a break.
All right.
We'll come back.
Okay.
And I got a news story.
Oh.
For us.
Really?
Okay.
Some audio.
Which one?
No.
Oh, we don't know about this one?
Telling you. No, you don't.
You always do this.
Well, it's fun.
All right.
All right. We'll be back.
We'll be back after these messages.
See you later.
And I said, kiss boys on their butt. No, wait, I mean their balls. I rape them. Lock them in my trunk.
Hey, we're back.
Oh, we're back.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
No, I just, we're going to have to edit this part out then.
No, I think I'll keep it. I like it.
No, edit it.
No, I like it.
Delete this part.
No, I'm going to keep
Carly, write it down. Make sure it doesn't get on the internet.
No, I'm going to make sure that that gets on the internet so you get in trouble.
I don't need to go to jail.
Again.
So.
And we're back.
Steve Cast, huh?
I really...
Oh, it was funny when we came back from somewhere. I forgot where it was. Me and Barb. I was doing this the whole time. I really think that it's a really good idea that we make a show about Katrina. I kept doing that for about 20 minutes.
I'm sure she loved that.
She was laughing, but she was getting sick of it, so I started laughing.
She's like, oh, okay.
Oh, God.
Here it goes again.
I just really think that it's just a good idea that I do a Katrina show with poetry and Jesus, because that's really funny. Sometimes I think that Jesus is really funny and he's gonna help everyone. Sorry, I'm pooping. And sometimes I just really think it's funny when I poop and it doesn't. Oh God!
It's like Tyra Reed.
Oh my God! It's just really funny.
I got you guys.
I really like gold, and I think you get all kinds of gold. I mean, there's yellow. There's rose and there's white, and you can just put them all in one, so it can be like one nice bracelet or something, like X and O's, because that means hugs and kisses, and I think that's really nice to give your girlfriend on her 15th birthday.
Or to my mom.
Even though you weren't invited, but I'd just like to go in here, because I think Jesus meant for us to be together, because he said that to me in one of my dreams. Because I go to bed early. I go to bed at like 7 o'clock, and I'm up at 4. I go outside and I hug trees and I watch my mother sleep because she doesn't have any legs. They got cut off. So she just kind of hobbles around on the floor and sometimes she gets dirty. So I have to clean her stumps. So it's really hard to keep her stumps all clean. I like to do a good job. Sometimes when she poops, I have to put her on the toilet because she can't get up there. So for Christmas, I'm going to build her a little ladder so she can go climb right on the toilet and duty. But her stumps sometimes go on the toilet water. So I'm going to make... She complains a lot that the toilet water is too cold. So I'm going to make a little toilet warmer for her. So every time the water is in the toilet, it's nice and warm. So when her stumpies go in there, it's not all cold. So I think it'll be a really good Christmas present for her. And then my brother... He literally retarded, so he sometimes tries to hump her stump because he likes big stumpy things. So I just think it's really hard for me to live in this house and try to do my show, because I think Jesus loves my mom just not enough to let her keep her legs. I just really think if she wasn't playing with that hay sickle, she would have still had her legs. But that's what happens when you play with hay sickles. Your legs fall off. So anyway, this is the Transplants with Moving Out. And you're listening to Stevecast.
Is that what you did?
Yeah, but just picture that for like going on for about half an hour.
I just did. I really thought it was going like that.
I was about to.
I was getting afraid.
I want to do more.
Yeah, we'll do more later. Mm-hmm. After we stop recording.
I don't care.
Here's a great news story about
something. I love doing it.
Here's a news story that I got about the choking game.
I heard about that. That's starting to hit the news.
That's
now.
Funny.
Again, yeah. Seems like every...
Every year.
No, mm-hmm. Every year. Every, like, decade, it becomes, like, a big thing. Yeah. My father said they did it when they were kids. My sister did it when she was a kid. I did it when I was a kid. And it kind of disappeared. Now, all of a sudden...
It's back again.
You did
kids
it?
I did it.
Every
yeah.
generation
what?
Does a choking game.
We will talk about that after we listen to... do we listen to the story?
Ooh, that smells.
So, here's... I think it was NBC.
Yeah.
Tonight we're going to take a closer look at a secret, dangerous game your child could be playing. It's called the choking game. It is exactly what it sounds like, and it's become the in thing to do among preteens. But this drug-free way to get high has the same deadly consequences. Here's Sade Baron-Wa.
I feel like I lost my life.
That was Channel 7.
Was it?
Yeah, ABC News.
So nobody can understand unless they've lost a child.
Trina Alcott of Pensauken, New Jersey, now just has memories of her only child, Cody.
Of course, in Jersey.
Last March, not finding him in the house, she went to the basement to see if he was there. She found him dead.
I just turned around, and there he was hanging by a rope.
This was no suicide. 13-year-old Cody had been playing the choking game, increasingly common among children of middle school age. Using a rope or scarf, kids cut off the oxygen to their brain, triggering a head rush. A drug-free high.
Yeah.
But as in Cody's case, this game can kill.
So can cocaine.
The worst day of my life. And it always will be. And still to this day, I can't get that vision out of my mind.
All right, let's talk about it
some
more.
It's a nightmare being played out across the country. That was a 911 call from a teenager's mother whose daughter died from playing the game. Sam Mordecai of California lost his twin brother.
One day he was doing it to himself. Like, I guess you can do it because you go like this. And he was doing it to himself.
Psychologist Michael Sweeney says it's typical of children to take risks.
So you get a lot of kids who are willing to do things that don't have the maturity or foresight.
Steve, when he grows up,
potential dangerous implications. Realize the potential dangerous implications.
Warning signs include marks on the neck, bloodshot eyes, and headaches. Talking to children about the deadly dangers of the choking game can be key to stopping it.
Yes.
Even though you call it the choking game, it's death.
It's a death game. That's great.
Although she
That's
says
hit
it's
the kids
difficult
good.
To talk about, yeah. Trina Alcott is doing game. All she can to get the word out about the deadly game, including telling her
Let's
story
the train
to students
game.
At local schools. Sade Baron-Wa, Channel 7, Eyewitness News.
Yeah, so that's...
So you've done this?
Yeah.
With what?
Other people.
So you had somebody, like, choke you?
This was in...
While you were naked?
Yeah. Well, I did it in, like, middle school, and what it was, like, you'd bend over... You breathe in and out really, really heavy until you get, like, lightheaded. And then you stand up, and somebody puts you in, like, almost like a wrestling sleeper hold. And then it just cuts off the oxygen to your brain, and, like, you pass out. But when you pass out, it feels like you're gone for, like, 3 hours. And you get, like, you dream.
Oh, so it's a power nap.
Yeah, it's pretty much a power nap.
That's all. What's the big deal? I mean, there's no drugs involved. You get some rest.
Yeah, but the thing is, what kids are doing now... is they're doing it to themselves, like in their closet. Like they'll get a belt, put it around their neck, tie it in like a pole, and then just
lean on it
until they pass out. And then they don't realize that
they're not going
to
get back up.
When they pass out, their body's going to go limp and they're going to choke to death.
At least it's not cocaine. That's what I say.
Kids, I don't know what's wrong with these kids today.
Choke themselves with belts and play chicken with the drain.
It's the game of death.
It's death.
Let's play the death game.
I'll kill you. And then you kill me.
Wait, I think there's a line in there. Hang on.
They kill themselves with belts.
You said their face turns blue. So, yeah.
Yeah. This guy had.
So,
who
you
said
actually
that?
You actually let somebody choke you until you lost consciousness?
Yes.
And didn't fight or anything?
No, it's a willing thing. It's not like they just jumped up on me and did it.
Well, I mean, like that's wouldn't like instinct take over and you start clawing the guy's eyes out to try to breathe? Like,
you can breathe.
It's like natural. Like, no, oh, I can't breathe. And you like try to kill the person.
They don't like cut off your air to your throat. They cut off your like the circulation to your brain.
Oh, even better.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Oh, you're talking about like. Like
what Zena, like what Zena does,
the artery sort of,
yeah, for, like on the arteries and the neck and stuff.
Okay.
It's just like what Zena does.
Yeah, and yeah, you just like you dream and you go through all kinds of different things, and it lasts for
you
like
go to Tahiti.
It lasts for like 10 seconds.
Give me some nice souvenirs, some my shot glasses.
You feel like you're like it's like a couple hours.
You come back with a nice tan.
Yeah, and then you come back and you feel great.
You have gonorrhea. Oh. That's what happened when you go to Tahiti.
So that's what the kids are up to nowadays.
What are they going to come up with next?
I don't know. Stabbing each other in the eyes?
You get a really good high when you can't see.
Yeah.
Inhaling trains.
Snorting trains. He's got a straw that's coming at him. Like, all right, man, get ready to blow.
Boom. Boom.
Inhaling trains.
Trying to swallow trains whole. I'm sure the train gets their stomach some point.
Trying to smoke a train. Like covering it with like toilet paper, lighting it on fire.
Oh, Jesus. No?
Trying to drink trains.
It's going to drive right into my mouth, man.
Yep.
And you swallow it.
It's going to go right to my stomach.
Try to choke yourself with a train?
I'm going to be full forever.
And try to play chicken with a train and get hit by it? Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Zing of the day.
Yeah. Zing of the day. What hurts? I'm sorry.
Well, stop playing the choking game.
Yeah. Does she have marks on her neck?
Yes.
Yeah, bloodshot eyes.
Oh, that's, my that's God. That's for me, though. I was choking.
Oh.
She's pissing me off.
Stop playing the death game.
You little bass, I'm going to choke you.
It may be called the death game, but it's... No, wait. It may be called the choking game, but it's really death.
But it's really fudge in disguise.
Yeah, we were driving down the street, and this lady was, like, outside the Affinity Bank where the old, like...
Yes, inhumane to puppies. There,
Is that what it said?
Yeah.
What is it?
Oh, it's
the pet store.
Oh, okay. Is that because she was just like walking around? She had a sign that said "Death for Sale."
Yeah. Another one said whatever the store's name was. I remember is inhumane to puppies.
Oh, that's what she was doing.
What is? What?
Right by the Wendy's up there. She was just walking on the highway with a sign that said "Death for Sale."
The one by the diner.
Over.
The
Ponderosa? I'll take some death.
Yeah.
No, I know.
That's $2. Oh, do you have diet death?
What?
Oh, yeah, I want a live puppy. I don't want dead puppies.
Lose many puppies like that.
Yeah, really.
I'll kick it to death on my own. I just want it alive.
I want to be able to hear it whimper.
I'll kill it later.
I'll eat it. I'll
just
eat it later.
Throw him in the sink and drown him.
I'll put him in the garbage disposal. Don't worry, I got new steak knives.
I'll leave him in front of a train.
I just want to drop an entertainment center on it.
I just want to throw coasters at his head until he dies.
I just want to sit on it. I just want to choke it with an extension cord.
I just want to make Hermione sit on his face.
Sing of the day. We're going to break.
Where are you going, Carly?
You got stuff to log. What are you leaving for?
I'll log.
She's logging upstairs in the bathroom.
She's going to leave a huge log. I'm going to choke a puppy with. Are you done, Eric? You done killing the show?
She hit the deck.
She's crapping her pants.
What's she doing?
Laying on the ground.
She's laying on the ground. She's laughing, apparently.
At what?
I don't know. Apparently I'm funny.
I want to throw an entertainment center on the show. I want to drown the show.
I want to choke the show with an extension cord.
I want Hermione to send the show's face.
The scene of the day. I don't get it.
Me neither. What are you doing?
I don't even know who Hermione is.
From Harry Potter.
All right. It still doesn't make sense.
Well, she's hot now.
No, we want to kill her. I mean, no, not her. We want to kill the puppy.
Well, she's sitting on the puppy's face.
I'll sit on the puppy's
face. Why Hermione, though?
I might as well give the puppy a good time before he dies.
I'll give him a good time.
I want to throw Hummels at the puppy until he's dead. Happy wanderer, into your head.
I want to beat it to death with a giant nutcracker. I want to put its head in a fan blade.
And turn it on.
I want to run it over with a unicycle.
I want to put his head in the exercise bike blade. So when you're pedaling, like,
yeah.
Like, we got it.
I want to close its head in a window.
I want to close its winky in a sliding glass door. I want it to go into a talent agency.
And I want the talent agency to say, we don't do dog acts.
Because they always die. Always getting choked with extension cords.
So there's one dog. He starts playing thrilling circus music.
Thrilling circus music.
And he starts whistling.
So the Great Dane bends over the Shih Tzu and starts licking his asshole, right?
All right, Carly's back. We can continue the show.
Oh, good. Hi. I'm back. I had to go to the bathroom.
Did we ever play...
I really think...
Owencast?
Yeah.
I really think Hermione's really hot, and I like to have her on the show.
Carly, did we ever play Owen?
No, we didn't.
No?
No.
Let me do that.
All right, yeah. We'll play Owencast.
Okay.
Owen right. Owen is Steve's muse, basically, from Stevecast.
Props to Owen.
He comes to him in his sleep.
Hi. You need some ideas for the show?
You need some inspiration?
Just give me some props.
Can't always get what you want.
Well, Steve, guess what everyone needs? Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I fucked that up good.
You really did.
Yeah. So Owen is Owen has his own show, Unique Music from a Unique Person.
And he is.
And he's very unique.
And he sounds like a little girl.
Yeah.
And we think it's funny.
And he inspired Steve from Stevecast to do his show.
And us. I mean, he's an inspiration to all of us.
He is.
Indirectly, yes. Yes. Because Stevecast inspired us. And...
Yeah. All right. By proxy. Here he is.
Hey, how you doing? It's Owen and... Oh, I gotta turn up my mic. Hey, how you doing? It's Owen and this is Unique Music from a Unique Person. Today I'm gotta be a bit quieter because everybody's in bed still. It's early morning. But,
It's only 4 o'clock.
Now I have some music that I had planned for a while ago, but then the PodSafe Music Network came out and I just sort of forgot about it. So here is... War by Charisse Valley.
Yeah. So that was his opening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least it gets right to the point, though. Steve babbles and babbles on.
Yeah. Yeah. Like us.
Yeah.
All we do is babble.
We don't play music.
We're a babble show.
That's exactly.
Yeah. Hi, how you doing?
Hi, how's it going? This is Owen.
That rhymes.
How's it going? This is Owen. Who am I blowing?
I'm a poet and I didn't even know that I was one.
That didn't rhyme, did it? I'm a poet and I had no idea that I could do that sort of thing. You know, writing and making rhymes and iambic pentameter and...
I think in this next clip he rambles.
Good.
Kind of like Pat did before.
Hey, okay, that was War by Charisse Valley. Now today's going to be a little bit short because I'm doing it early morning. Got to catch the bus. And let's see. Today's artist of the day is Cruise Box, which you heard at the beginning. And I'm sorry I haven't gotten a show out to you in a while. Before I got... Well, Audacity's not working too well. And yeah, and I recently got Pod Producer. And it's working great. It's easier and better and everything else.
And thicker.
You should get it. Just Google it. You'll find it. And it's a lot like Cast Blaster, except it's free and
Jesus.
It's kind of like Demon Blaster, but
such a unique person.
Some less, but I mean, it's pretty good. Anyway, let's see. I'm still using.
He's laughing with us.
He's a fucking comedian now.
Using Firefox,
he's a funny guy.
To play the PMN music, but. Hey, that's okay, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I don't mind, Owen.
Hey, do whatever you want.
It's your
oh,
cast.
Yeah, wait.
We're waiting.
Hang on.
Actually, I haven't mentioned it yet. Right, wow. Yeah.
Wow, what are you
I've
doing, Owen?
I've done a lot of shows. I just haven't been able to get them out there. So, I'll tell you now that Steve now has a Steve cast. It's a lot better than what we did last time. I mean, we did, like, about 10 shows together and then couldn't get them up.
I don't know
what that was about, but
yeah,
and they couldn't get it up.
You know, it's not all that different. It's a music
their penises.
Show.
Oh,
uses the PMN and all that. Okay, so
mid thought he stops.
Most of the music today is a Steve pick, and so this is Somerset by For the Drive Home.
I gotta get the bus.
When me and Steve are rubbing each other,
and he
sometimes picks music out for me.
Hang on, I gotta get the bus.
He whispers in my ear.
He says,
"Hey, what's up?"
But we're hugging each other.
Hey, Owen.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Thanks for having me on your show. It's really cool.
I love it when you come on.
No problem. Did you play my latest Steve pick?
Oh yes.
How'd that go?
Oh, I think they loved it.
Yeah,
they ate it right up.
Yeah, I knew they would. That's I'm really good at picking unique songs for unique people like us.
Well, you're my unique person.
Well, you are my unique person, though, and I think you're really cool.
I think you're the cat's pajamas.
I like pajamas.
I like when we share pajamas.
That's really nice.
Like, I wear the top and you wear the bottom.
It's really funny when we do that. Remember we slept over and, like, we had a popcorn?
So that was Owen cast.
Yeah, it was funny.
He's not as amusing as Steve, though.
No,
he's not.
Can't be.
And then when he talks in a he puts the mic in a cracker box, puts it across the room.
Cracker box.
In a Tupperware container.
Just throws it. Mm-hmm. He puts an entertainment center and goes across the room and starts
recording. Throws it on a puppy.
He puts it in the puppy. And the puppy goes across the room.
Sticks it in the dog's ass.
And he licks it.
Oh, no.
He puts it in Hermione's vagina.
Is this thing still on?
I didn't get it. I got scared, so I stopped the show.
We're the aristocrats.